In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we have a really fun episode for you all today. We just recorded.
Really excited.
I want to make them guess, but like they can't. There's no audience participation in the podcast. So
just scream it at us. Pause and just scream who you think it is.
If you're walking on the street, pause, scream out loud, and yeah, you'll find out.
Okay, let's give hints. Maybe let's give like puzzle clues. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Clue number one, her first big thing that she did or that made her famous was a show that we betches used to recap. All religiously and personally, I loved those recaps. They were so fun to do. That's hint one.
Okay, hint two. From those recaps, Aileen's name in my phone is still
a letter
based around the show.
Okay, hint three. We're coming up with these on the fly, by the way.
Yeah.
Hint.
I have another one too.
Hint three. She is very pretty.
Okay. Hint four, she's actually great on TikTok and like just generally her content is prime.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Premium content from her.
What are we up to? Five?
Yeah.
Last one. Hint five. She would fit really well on Betches Moms.
Yeah.
Okay. She has a kid.
She has
really. All right. That's it. We're done. But anyway, this is a pretty big deal for us because we're so excited to have her based on hint one. We like we're huge fans.
And she was just fun and easy to talk to, which is, you know, when you talk to someone, should we say who it is or should we let them find out when we start?
I think when we start.
Okay. When you have someone who is like that level of fame, you know, it could really be hit or miss, like the vibe that you have on a Zoom, especially, or even like when they're in person. She was like incredibly chill, easy, down to earth, real person.
I agree. Well, let's dive right into the episode and introduce who we have. So
without further ado, today we are joined by a guest who honestly needs no introduction, actress and entrepreneur, Shay Mitchell. Shay, welcome to the show. We're thrilled to have you.
Guys, I'm so excited to be speaking with you.
We've been fans for years, honestly.
Years.
Like, years, yeah. Since we started Betches, we've been, you know, we were loving Pretty Little Liars, obviously, back in the day. But, you know, like watching you evolve in your career has been really enjoyable, honestly.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also, we just want to call out, make sure everybody knows that on this call, on this Zoom, your Zoom name is Shayance. So
yes, that's a, oh my gosh. Yes, it is.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, what have you been up to in quarantine? I mean, just tell us just like what life is like. You're a new mother.
Yes.
Is that different? What's that?
I mean, I don't know anything else other than being kind of like a new mom in a pandemic. You know, we had her we had her in October. So she had a couple months of, you know, life before. Exactly. But, you know, I have to say it's been the best distraction, you know, being able to spend time with her and being at the house all the time with her. It's definitely been a beautiful distraction to things that have been going on outside. But yeah, I mean, it's been different. You know, we have play dates via Zoom. I think she's very familiar now with FaceTime. She just turned on my laptop for the first time the other day. And I was like, I don't know if you're like supposed to be doing that at this age, but anyways. So she's definitely very familiar with technology. Let's just leave it there.
Wow, that is pretty crazy.
Oh my right? God. It's nuts. Yeah. I mean, that's how they're having play dates now, seeing other kids and being able to like talk to my parents who are in Canada. It's via FaceTime and Zoom. So it's definitely
what are they doing on the play dates or like, what do they do?
It's just seeing other babies. And like, I'll just sometimes even set up the screen and then have my friend's kids like also set up their screen. So they're just like watching each other play. And sometimes she pays attention. Sometimes she doesn't, you know, we're not at the TV level yet, but she seems to like it. And I'm like, look, another kid like you. I don't know. Right. It's like, there's no guidebook for how to be doing it right now. So,
right. Well, that sounds really cute.
Yeah,
it is cute. It is cute. Yes.
do they talk through FaceTime or they
she
just
definitely notices now, you know, I'm not trying to do too much screen time, you know, first child new mom. I'm like second child. I'll be like, here you go. Watch this whole 4-hour movie. Yeah. But you know, she sees like the kids now and she's like getting more familiar with her, my cousins. So that's kind of cute.
That's awesome. So yeah. Tell us, like, what do you think is the most like challenging part of being a mom?
There are new challenges every day, but then at the same time, it's like, I always just take my hat off for like, you know, single parents out there that are doing it right now under these circumstances, being able to work, being able to find time to like raise their kids. I'm like, all the respect. My respect level has just gone up so high for parents in general, and everybody in general, to be quite honest, with these circumstances. But yeah, definitely having kids, you have to be a lot more creative.
Tell us three things every woman should know about having kids before she gets pregnant, because we have a lot of listeners who are thinking about starting families here.
Before they get pregnant, I would say enjoy this time right now where you are not worrying about anybody else other than yourself. Of course, in your family, but I mean, basically from the day that you find out you're pregnant for the rest of your life, you will always be, you know, thinking about your child. And that was something I was like, oh man, like there's nowhere just going on vacation and being like, wow, turn my phone off. Like, no, I'm always constantly like, cool. That was cool. She's good. What'd she have for lunch? You know, you're like really worrying about them. So that will change. The other thing is sleep. You know, I really did take advantage of it though. I took full advantage of it. Prior to having a child, I slept in quite a bit. Like I really did make up for the lack of sleep I'm having now. So take advantage of that if you're not. And then I would say, you know, late hours, like I now am going to bed so late because I put her to bed and finally I'm like, it's my time. Let's watch all the seasons of this show I've been dying to watch. And then, you know, I go to bed super late and have to wake up early in the morning. So, I mean, take advantage of that time too, you know, just being able to binge shows until like 5 a.m. because it kind of hurts.
Yeah. What are you binging?
What am I binging right now? I watched The Undoing. And then right now I'm the biggest fan of Your Honor. I don't think it's talked about enough. I think I wish I could scream it from the top of every mountain. It's so well done. The writing,
is it really
the acting,
that good?
My husband's watching it and he Avi really likes it.
I watched like the first two episodes. It just feels like Breaking Bad. No.
Yes, I think maybe because you're like, oh, it's Bryan Cranston, you know, and he's,
yeah, and
just
he's
so
like
incredible.
Good turn bad, right?
Ish, yes. Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. I just like, it just gets me. And when I feel like I feel so anxious watching it, I'm like, oh, this is good, you know? Yeah.
Right, right. So, I was so anxious watching that first episode. I was like, I need to turn this off.
The first episode was actually what made me not continue watching it because I really have like, I've lost like any sort of like ability to watch like violence or not violence, but like anything visually.
I feel
gory. Yeah, like I can't anymore. Yeah.
I should preface that like it's not a feel good show. So do not watch it if you don't want to feel anxious, anxiety, you know, like definitely fall back on watching that for a minute. However, if you do like those shows, then I would say it is really good. But, you know, everybody was watching The Undoing and.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely love those shows. I'm watching The Sopranos for the second time in quarantine as like a comfort show. I missed Tony.
So then you're right up that alley. Exactly.
Yeah. So you I'm going to go watch that now.
I love it. I love it.
So you're super into fitness, and if anybody follows you, they know that. I think you used to train with Kira, who came on our podcast before. She's incredible.
Yes.
We heard that you have a new partnership with OpenFit. Can you tell us about that? What's that? What is OpenFit?
Okay, so I'm really excited about this, probably because it's something different than I've ever done. Like, I have always been very active, and yes, I showcase it on my stories. I've never done a live, never really like done anything like this, But when last year happened and I really fell off the bandwagon, like I was not working out. I was not feeling great because I was just eating everything and anything and there just wasn't a care in the world. I wanted to kind of get my act together at least a little bit. And so this program, 4 weeks of focus, is basically, it's working out 5 days a week, but for 30 minutes. And when I heard that and I talked with Kelsey Heenan, who's the incredible personal trainer, it just really seemed a lot less daunting, you know, because I was like, top of the year, I want to get back. I want to feel healthy all around, not just working out, getting more sleep, hydrating more, you name it, mental health, physical health, everything. And so this program for me, also being a mom and, you know, running businesses, I was like, 30 minutes, I can do that. I can do that. And this really helped me stick with it because I made a commitment and I was like, I'm going to do this. But not only that, we're going to do it almost real time. I'm basically just 2 days ahead of everybody that's completing this program, just so we have enough time to just piece it together for everybody online. But this is a rough edit. I told OpenFit, I was like, I want to do this with everybody. I want to feel the same pain. I want to know what they're getting into. I want to be able to speak about it. So as opposed to other fitness plans that are like already edited, you know, really well, and like have already been out for, you know, quite some time, this is very much in real time for this first part, at least. So it's really cool to build this community and be working out with everybody, like alongside them. It's really cool.
What workouts are you doing?
It's kind of hit because it has to be in 30 minutes, right? So fast paced. But then at the end of the day, it's like when we're doing them, yes, they are hard, as they should be, because it's 30 minutes. All I'm thinking, and I'm doing it with Steph Shep, I'm like, oh my gosh, we got one more round of it. Like, we can do this. They aren't hour long workouts. They're very quick and they go by very fast. So that's truly what I love about this.
So we saw you posted that you were on day 4. How, what is the length of the challenge?
The length of the challenge is 4 weeks. So we're basically doing, 5 day weeks, 30 minutes. And that's the other thing too. I'm like, if I can hone in like 360 health, like eating well, getting sleep, hydrating for, you know, these 4 weeks, I just want to know what the results could be. I've never tried that in my life to really hone it in for 4 weeks. And I'm like, I can do that. I can do that. We're at home. I don't have as many, you know, what's it called? Like, I'm not going out to eat. It's a little easier to be at home, eating healthy, making sure I'm filling up my water jug, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm like, let's just see what's the worst that could happen. I'm going to be my healthiest I could be for 4 weeks and see what happens, you know, with me mentally and physically. Doesn't sound so bad. And being able to do it with everybody else is really cool as well.
I feel like you're doing now what everyone was doing when they first got into quarantine. They're like, I'm going to use quarantine to go hard. I'm just going to cook everything and like drink so much water because my bathroom's right here. But I feel like the fact that you're doing it now, as opposed to like back when it was like incredibly stressful. I mean, not that it's not incredibly stressful now, but like, I think people are a little bit more used to what's going on and probably are feeling the like effects of being sedentary for so long. So,
right. And I think new year, you know, for me at least too, that was always something. Like, I literally would always be like, ah, my diet starts Monday. I've said that in TikTok. Like, that was my thing. I'm like, okay, it starts tomorrow, you know, but then it just got to a point where I'm like, I needed to be like Jan 1. Like, I need a new year for this to like change me and want to like really start this. And it just felt like the perfect time. I feel like everybody, you know, top of the year really wants to get in their kind of best shape. And yeah, like you said, it's like we've been in quarantine for quite some time. And so just to be able to get up and get moving feels good.
Totally.
Yeah. For me, like I go through such intense waves of like changes in motivation, like whether I'm just like, fuck this, I don't even want to walk for 10 minutes versus like, oh, I can do like Peloton for like an hour right now. But I think right now I'm in a little bit of a, I'm just going to walk, but I think everybody needs like something to like make
something. This program could be for you. No, maybe, because honestly, you know, it's like after every single time we do it, we have this calendar where we cross it off. Right. And even just doing that feels so good. Like, week one went by so quick for us. And now to know we have 3 more weeks and that one went by so quick, like, I'm feeling a lot more alert. I'm a lot more awake, which as a mom also, it's like me feeling my best is only going to enhance everybody else, you know, who's around me. I'm going to be in a much better mood if I have more energy. It's just good all around.
For yeah, sure. It's so true. Like once you get into that groove, the exercise becomes like A, easier, and B, it becomes
more routine.
Like, you feel better all consistently. Yes. I'm definitely at this point in quarantine, I'm sort of in that phase where I've been like so sedentary for so long that like probably since like honestly since the summer. So yeah. That it really just makes me like any, like when I work out at all, I'm like so winded. I cannot even imagine. I can't imagine that I used to do hour long workouts. Like
totally.
The thought of it is crazy.
Same. I did hour workouts too. And I just think, you know, now, even though yes, we are at home, it's like, it can be really daunting to think, oh my gosh, an hour workout. But like, if you literally just turn it on, you're guided through it. You can zone out. If you just do the movements, pause it when you want and know that it's 30 minutes. Once you're done, you can at least say that you got a workout in. Like at yeah. least that for me, I'm like, okay, boom. I do it in the morning. It's over and done with. We shoot it early. And then I'm home and I'm like, all right, okay. If I do nothing at all for the rest of the day, I feel accomplished and I genuinely feel better.
It's so true.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs? Sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we have a fun game for the end of this episode, and great. The game is called What Would Shay Do? Rapid Fire Ooh. Game Questions.
Okay. All right,
ready?
Yes.
So tomorrow is the Met Gala and your dress was shipped to Paris by mistake. The theme is 2020 and you have to make a dress using household items. What do you do?
Toilet paper all around. I'll make the sickest dress with toilet paper. And it may be bad because I know we had a little run out situation of it. But I mean, if this is 2020 themed toilet paper, I'll make a sick mini dress tube dress so I don't use too much.
We actually played a toilet paper dress game at Aileen's bridal shower a year ago. So it's amazing. It is possible. Like,
right? It is possible. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My mom was so into it.
That's awesome.
Sammy, you go.
Okay. Your baby is crying, but if you stay on the phone for 20 more minutes, you get free pizza for life from your favorite pizza place. What do you do and which pizza place is it?
I mean, 20 minutes is not that long. She can handle it. I mean,
so you're doing
pizza for life. Absolutely. Pizza for life. She won't remember.
Where are you getting
now
the pizza
from? I have
all
the moms coming at me like, how dare you? Where would I be getting the pizza from? Oh my gosh. Any like deep dish pizza. I have so many different pizza places that I love. Prince Street in LA, I would say. Lou Malnati is Chicago, wherever. Yeah. Honestly, so I'm not that picky, pizza. But I'm picky. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm so having pizza tonight now that we did that. Right. Ready? You're on a first date and the guy orders for you and it's your least favorite food. What do you do?
Send it back. I have no problem. I'm not going to waste calories. I enjoy every single bite. Anybody that knows me, if there is one bite left on my plate and I want to add ranch to it, I will get up, walk to wherever the kitchen is and get it so that it's a perfect bite each and every time. So I don't care who I'm sitting across. If you order me something I don't like, I'll just get something else. No.
What's
shame.
Your least favorite food? Like what
I mean,
would
you
do?
If you got me like a blue cheese salad, like a blue cheese on like soft shell crab or something. Like I love crab, but like, yeah, I don't know. Blue cheese on something, I'm not a fan of that. So it'd have to be something like that. Or like really raw meat, I'm also not a fan of. So like blue cheese on like a really pink stick. Yeah, bye.
You're like the opposite of Armie Hammer.
I mean,
I went
yes.
there.
Definitely like it very well cooked. Yes.
All right, last one, Sammy.
You accidentally get a cake with a stripper for your child's birthday party. Do you act like it was on purpose?
I mean, probably. My birthday, my bridal shower. My baby shower. Yes, duh. Thank you. My baby shower, I went to like basically a Magic Mike show. So I don't think anybody would be that surprised if that happened. So I'd be like, all right, like enjoy, you know, it's really for you at the end of the day. The young kid parties, they won't remember that. It's for us.
Yeah, sure. It's true. You see so many like crazy kids party and I'm just like, how? Like,
I love going to them. Like going to them is the best. I'm like, thank you guys. I take a photo of Atlas and I'm like, there you go. I'll show it to her when she's older and be like, that was your third birthday. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. But like, they won't know the difference. So it's all good.
It's true.
These are good questions, by the way.
Thanks.
Is it bad that they're like easy for me to answer? I'm like not even really thinking.
No, it makes us like you more.
Oh, man.
All right, Shay. So we do non-scale wins at the end of this episode. It's a win, something you're proud of that has nothing to do with stepping on the scale or diet related. So we can go first. And while you think
of one, can you go first? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yesterday, I'll go, Sammy. Yesterday, I had pasta for 2 out of 3 of my meals.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I was craving it so badly. And like you said, Shay, I also like to maximize every bite. So I made myself just a little buttered pasta for both lunch and dinner.
Yum.
Love it.
That
Love
is
it.
My win. That is my win. As somebody Good. Who used to think that that was literally the scariest thing to do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So big win here. Sammy.
We're yo-yo dieters here.
Yo-yo dieters. Yeah.
Who have interesting binge restrict cycles.
Great.
Which brings me to mine, which is, Aileen, I texted you this the other day and it's sort of, it's actually a continuation of a win that I think I shared last week. So Shay, just for background, like I'm a dessert like addict. Like I could eat cake for all my meals.
Love it.
Actually, like, and I don't have like normal approach to meals. So it's
right.
It's weird, but I've been on like an intuitive eating journey and I used to have dessert every single night. Like it was a must. Like I would have a pint of ice cream, 2 pints, like crazy.
Okay. We could hang.
I have not at this point had dessert in three nights in a row. Actually now it's 4 nights, but it wasn't like even intentional. It was just that I didn't crave it. And then I didn't go have any. And it's pretty wild that I've gone this many days.
So this is intuitive eating. That's what you were saying?
Yeah.
I love that. See, I thought I was like, my term of mind eating is like choosetarian. Like I choose what I want to eat when I want to eat it. But I like that.
That's
like,
basically the, what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that is what it is.
I
but
love that.
There's so many foods that I like have such messed up relationships with because of like my disordered eating past. But the fact that I've now gone like several days without like binge eating desserts is it's a win.
But how do you feel? Do you feel different?
Honestly, like I feel this, I feel just like myself, like I feel good.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel bad. Great. I don't feel like I miss anything.
Right.
But I texted
Amy that's awesome.
I should probably just have some chocolate to remember who I am. Like,
okay. But honestly, like, I think if you guys were genuinely to ask, and I don't know like how many people you guys have talked to a million people, but if you were to talk to anybody that knows me, they will hands down say that I am like the bingiest out of all binge. Like, you don't understand that. Yes, I've been healthy since Jan 1. I truly have been. And I am proud of myself because I was feeling not so great at the end of the last year. But to be quite honest, like, I was ordering chicken wings, mozzarella sticks at like 10:30 at night. Like, there was no shame. Pizza, I had every single day because Lawrence, my good friend, was at Prince Street every single day. So like, I was eating that constantly, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, frozen pizzas are also my jam. I get those from the grocery store delivered. Like, I have the best ice cream in my freezer right now. And I had to order them probably twice a week. I think we were ordering them because I was going through them. Like, no shame. I have been healthy. I'm not going to lie for Jan, but prior to that, I was like crushing it. So I feel like my win is being able to focus when I need to, and then let go and have fun when I don't. Like, that's kind of been my win. I'm proud of myself that I've been able to do it for this long and like feel good and like do everything kind of in moderation. But before, I was literally like the queen of crushing it. Like, I don't give a, yeah.
That's great amazing. Win. And we are like with you on those delicious foods that you love. We're there. If you ever want to just order brunch one day, like
trust me. Like, if you guys really mean what you're saying, like, I can hang, trust. And you'd be like, oh shit, she really means what she says. Like, she can eat 100%. I can throw it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a special bond, eaters.
It's a special bond. It's
food
a special
is
bond.
A bond. Well, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and
thank you guys.
Sharing your love of food.
Thank you guys. Now I want to see a little photo video of you guys doing, you can do one workout. It's 30 minutes.
Oh yeah. No,
we're going to hang and crush it, but I want to see you guys doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we have a 3-day weekend and I have no plans. So
I'll see you work out with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down. So how can somebody go to Open Fit? Like,
so Open Fit, 4 weeks of focus is the program that's right there. And I mean, yes, it's super easy. You guys can do it with us. Steph, me, Kelsey, it really is fun because we're all working out together. It's real. Like, you'll see us struggle. We're not fitness models doing it in the back like professionals. So I feel your pain, which I also think is great when working out and following a program like this. It's true. And yeah, I just finished week one yesterday. So it's good. It's really good.
We'll hop on the bandwagon for week two.
You can start anytime. That's the beauty of it. Exactly.
All right. We love it. Well, thanks so much. And good luck with everything. And
say hi to Atlas.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. I will.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, of course.
And Sammy, as always, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Betches.